Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Don't let them entities take up your home. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. It's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours. It's yours. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo, since I'm back of all my grizzly, you still live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, May the 14th, of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sister, we got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you today. However, today's show comes with a warning. This is not a new believer show today. Very important today. This is for mature believers only. So I don't know how else to say it other than this is for mature believers. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that a lot of us have itching ears, and sometimes we are drawn to stuff because it may sound interesting, what have you. But certain shows you may not want to listen to, because if you're not in a spiritual place where that message resonates with your spirit, it can actually cause deformation instead of information. A lot of us, we just like gathering information because titles, marketing, or what have you. That's why I try not to do too much in the area of graphics. I try not to do too much in the area of advertising. I just try to do a lot of metaphysical marketing, because my information, as I, you know, as I'm learning, as I get older, and I've been doing this for some time, I've been, as you guys know, and a lot of things that we don't know or that we can't afford, we talk about, myself included. So I do need to apologize, because I've said some negative things about different products, services, or information, especially my stance on multi-level marketing companies. A lot of stuff that we can't afford, we think it's negative because we can't afford it or because we don't understand it. I've been guilty of that as well. That's, again, one of the things we want to talk about today when we talk about energy bombing, and what that means and how that negative vibe can affect. If you can't say something positive, maybe you shouldn't say anything at all. So I do want to apologize, first off, for some of the negative comments that I've made over the years, directed at different people or different companies. Even the stuff I talk about, I use the term Reverend Dr. Bishops. I say some words sometime that could be taken. I've said words that people have taken arts with. So I want to start off first by owning my mistakes. I'm a big boy, so hey, I put it out there. And if I make a mistake, I'm going to tell you straight up. I've made mistakes in the past, a lot of mistakes, by not understanding something or because I was not in the position to afford something. Then I said negative things or thought negative things about something. I do apologize. Today's message on how to protect yourself against energy vampires or against energy attacks, both positive and negative. As I'm learning, I never thought that positive energy would be a problem for some people, but it is for a lot of people. So this message is for how do you protect yourself against positive energy, unwanted attention? How do you protect yourself against negative energy? How do you protect yourself against curses? How do you protect yourself against psychic energy? How do you protect yourself against energy vampires? How do you protect yourself against witches, against warlords, against demons, against devils, against doctors? How do you protect yourself against master teachers? How do you protect yourself? There's a lot of people who, I'm learning, don't know how to protect themselves when they get to the high end. Now, we talked about on yesterday's show, 1 Timothy, where it talked about, again, how the commandment at the end establishes everything in life. And I don't want to go over that show that we did yesterday, but if you did not listen to yesterday's show, I would encourage you to listen to yesterday's show, because we broke that down, because it's very important what we talked about in, was it 1 Timothy chapter 5, I think it was, if I remember correctly. It's extremely important, my brothers and sisters, because you are under attack. There's only three ways. Now, I'm not going to talk Christianese. I'm not going to talk New Age. I'm not going to talk Buddhism, Hinduism, Sufism. I'm not going to talk any of the isms out there. I've tried all the isms, I've tried, you know, praying. I've tried fasting. I've tried a lot of different things. However, what worked for me, I can only share what works for me. I am not saying that none of the other techniques work or don't work. I've tried them. They did not work for me. It's like marijuana. I smoked marijuana. It didn't do nothing for me. I tried it again. It didn't do nothing. I drank alcohol. The taste, it tastes terrible. People tell me all the time, especially alcoholics. My own children tell me, Dad, you got to just give it time. It's an acquired taste. Just give me some Kool-Aid, homie. I'm good. Put a lot of sugar in it, and some sweet tea. Why in the hell am I going to drink something that tastes bad? And I'm just going to keep drinking until my tongue adapts. I'm good. So I'm not saying that, you know, what other people are doing does not work. I'm just going to tell you straight from the horse's mouth. I've been under, and I am still under, and always been under since birth. I was sharing with Brother Rome earlier today. Since I can remember memories from 7 and 8 years old, and my parents didn't understand, especially my grandmother, why I urinated. And it was really interesting because my youngest son had the exact same problem, and I'm kicking myself because I didn't recognize it. And that night, we took him to the doctor, and they said he had a clouded kidney and blah, blah, blah. You know, we was doing all of this stuff on him. He was scared. He didn't get out of bed, so he just peed in the bed, just like I did. The sins of the fathers passed on to the son. So I could sense, and I would ask my brothers, hey, y'all don't feel that? They're like, Negro, go to sleep. I'm like, no, man, it's like, y'all don't see that? I was an empath at birth. Now, if you don't know what an empath is, you know, another study for another time, but empaths, they can pick up shitness that everybody else can't. Now, this is what saved my dark behind when I worked in the prison. This is why I'm still alive. This is why I do everything. Everything I do is based upon my gut. Everything. I don't do nothing. I don't go out the house unless my gut says cool. So there's three things you have to understand that will stand up against any witch. And I've been, I don't know what's up with these sucker bus and incubus. I get hit up all the time. Love bombing is an attack, in case you don't know. Love bombing is when people drop, I love you, I love you, I love you. Now, nothing wrong with telling somebody I love you, but if it's total stranger tells me I love you, that they don't, you know. And then it's done. I'm talking about love bombing where you get like, you know, 1,000 texts or something like that. That's called love bombing. Now, there's a bunch of other psychic, I'm not getting into the psychic attack, narcissistic behaviors and all of those types of attacks. Those are attacks as well. It's important that you know those attacks, but I'm talking about the demonic stuff today. I'm talking about energy stuff. Now, I am not belittling any type of a psychic, especially sociopathic behaviors, because a lot of people are under attacks by people that they just sociopaths. They're just psychopaths. They're just having narcissistic behaviors. Now, this works on that too. All psychopathic behavior, all energy, all of the different techniques that they use inside of the psychopathic and sociopathic behavior, all of this stuff is destroyed. Their energy is null and void. Now, I can give you personal experience after personal experience after personal experience, and we'll be here all day, but you won't really take away the three things that you need to take away. These three words you need to write down. And if it's not for you, it's for somebody that you know. What's really interesting is most people don't even know when they are being attacked, when they are under a energy attack. They just feel something. And it's weird, people wake up and they say, doing one-on-one, I'm talking to people, and they say, yeah, I don't know, I just felt a little off. And then I say, why? Well, I was thinking, and I say, well, what are you thinking? I know you feel, but what thoughts are going on in your brain? They don't know. It's interesting that people, that certain past events just come up in your brain. Or certain people you encounter, they leave you with, or even your own thoughts where you feel guilty or you feel ashamed about something. You just walking around and then all of a sudden you feel like bruised or battered, you know, like verbally. And nobody's talking to you. It's just you in the house. You are under a psychic attack. You're under an energy attack. There is somebody somewhere who's thinking negative thoughts about you. Now, let's break this down. The three words you want to write down is number one, envisioning. Number two, energizing. Number three, enabling. Those three words is the only way that I'm aware of. Now, I'm not saying that there's not other ways. These are the only three ways that I know that worked for me. Prayer, you know, fasting, yoga, Tai Chi, all this other stuff. I'm not saying that does not work. I'm just saying that when you need something that works and it totally stops, all, especially witches, especially incubus and succubus, the witches that understand what most people don't. Now, there are a lot of witches that I used to have, especially in the beginning, for whatever reasons that was drawn on. I think it was because of unknowingly activating root chakra, meaning that punani power, as they call it, and penis or pineal or whatever P word you want to use, is a frequency, a wave of vibration that vibrates at 9 hertz or below. Every attack has a vibrational rate. If you had a EKG machine, you could measure the frequency that's attacking your energy body or your aura. But most of us don't walk around with a EKG machine. So curses, psychic attacks, negative energy, demonic attacks, white magic, black magic, witch, Wiccan, Sufism, perennialism, all of these isms are energy that has been directed at a specific person. That is what an attack is. Let's explain. Let me break that down first. So you do something to me, and I get pissed off at you, so I'm angry at you, and I go home and I'm thinking about you. And when I that thought about how you did me wrong, if I project that thought, meaning if I can envision you in my brain, if I have a picture of you, if we're friends on social media, then I can direct, I can energize that thought, then I can enable that thought. Now, it works both sides of the coin. Witches do this all day. That's why they ain't got their pictures on Facebook. And I've been telling y'all that for 20 years. So the witches direct attacks towards me all the time, especially in the area of root chakra activation. Simply means they want you to be their boy toy or their girl toy. And they have to mind F you first in order to get it to work. Now, I'm not here to teach you all of the negative techniques that are being used so that way people that are skilled in what they call, you know, a magic practitioner that practice black magic, white magic, blue, whatever, they have a plethora of different things, is how they raise their energy against you in a planned attack. That's what I'm talking about today. And how someone raises their energy against you in an unplanned attack. What does that mean? That means, okay, let me give you a perfect example. You know, I've talked about this before. In my first marriage, I was young, dumb, and stupid. So I said things and did things that caused my first wife emotional pain. And that continued over a period of time. That pain that I caused left a particular, envisioning. Now, envisioning is the most important thing that you have to understand. Most people do not know how their brain works. If I ask you, how do you think? I guarantee you, you got to ponder that for a while. Because I've met very few people. I can count on one hand the people I've met, okay, how does your brain work that they can tell me? So let me ask you the question. How does your brain work? Not what it does, like how it does it. How does your brain work? How does your brain amplify and implement? The mind is looking for evidence to support the existing mentality, not reality. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. This is how witches work. Now, all the witches that I know who try to put shizness on me, they all ask me about the shield that I have around me and around my house. Now, when I was a young whippersnapper in the church, I would pray and I would say, Heavenly Father, let your angels encamp around about me, watch over me, and protect me. Now that works. Then I started getting to a higher level. Well, I started dealing with viceroys. Now, viceroys are the ruling dispositions over specific ley lines. Now, the ley lines are called dragon lines. They have dragon blood. Remember Kanye was talking about me and Trump got dragon blood? Kanye ain't stupid. Y'all better stop sleeping on Kanye. He gonna show up in your house at night. Kanye know what the hell he's talking about. I know what he's talking about. So they drop these nuggets in your lap in plain sight. Most of us don't understand. So when he was talking about dragon blood, he was talking about he's connected to the dragon line. So Kanye lives in a place that enables and energizes and envisionizes his blood. He has magic in his blood. So does every other witch. That's why they're witches. That's why they're warlocks. Now, the average Cretan don't understand. They ain't supposed to. That's my job. That's why I'm a 33. It's my job to teach you. So that way, while you're getting your ass whooped, you know why. And then you can at least protect yourself and your family. Hopefully your children. At least. At least protect yourself and your children. At least. Number one, the only thing that the enemy respects is the big G. He don't respect you. He respects the gift inside of you. That gift inside of you is not yours. It was loaned to you. As the word Christ means, as I've said on a plethora of shows, and I've tripled. Well, let's not go there. Let's keep it real. Let me just encourage you to look up the definitions of the words that I'm using, as I've been saying for a plethora of years. The word Christ, Christos, really was Christos, but hey, most of us are not warriors. So you have to be underneath the protection of Christ. That's what Christ, Christos, is anointed. Anointed means smearing. It means the oil. So the Father, remember, Old Testament reference, he put the blood and he smeared it over the doorpost. What happened? The death angel passed by. If you do not have that, I went to a seance, man, and they told me to get up out of here because I had the oil, I had the blood, I had my red coat on. They could not do nothing to me, and they could not do nothing as long as I was there. You should be the same way. No demon, no devil, no doctor, no bishop, no pastor, no master teacher 33, no freaking shaman, no freaking tarot card reader, nobody that practices any type of energy management or energy magic should have power over you unless you give it to them. But unfortunately, they do. Why? You're not envisioned. You're not envisioning. Now, the word Christ comes from the Greek word C-H-R-I-O, which means chiro, karo. It means consecrated. That means set apart. If you're not set apart, your dogs don't hunt. The next Greek word is kraioma, C-H-R-A-O-M-I-A. That means received alone. If you have not received alone, your dogs don't hunt. The next word is higher. Remember Adolf Hitler? He used to put his hand forward, and they used to say, "Hi, Hitler." What they were saying is higher. They were saying higher. It's a Greek word, C-H-E-R. That's where Hitler got his power from the demonic side. That word in the Greek and in the Hebrew and in the Aramaic and in the Sanskrit and in the Egyptology is in the Book of the Dead and every ancient text, C-H-E-I-R. That means help, power, to receive power from on high. If you have not received power, your dog don't hunt. The next Greek word is chaia, C-H-E-I-M-O-N. That means a channel. It means the ability to pass the torch. It means the ability to jump through ideals, I-D-E-A, not I-D-E-A-Ls. That's why I don't do I-D-E-A-Ls. That's the L is for Lucifer. So if you got a bunch of I-D-E-A-Ls, don't call me. That you should only have one I-D-E-A. That is your C-H-E-O or your C-H-A-S-M-A. I was talking to a client today and I was telling him that's his gift. C-H, the Greek word C-H-A-S-M-A. Where we get the English word charisma. Charisma. If you don't have that, you're not protected. Now, everybody has it, it's just not activated. Now, the last word is C-H-E-O. That stands for gap or vacancy or yawn. Y-A-W-N. Between the neurons in your brain, there is a synapses gap, a gap that can't be bridged unless there is an electrical charge. Your brain works if you can put a vision in your skull. The cosmographer knows that. He will never, ever allow you to actually connect with somebody like me. Do you ever wonder why you, when I talk or you listen to these shows, your brain goes in and out? Do you ever wonder why sometimes some of the stuff I say really bothers you and you disconnect? Tonight I'm going to be doing an interview with Brother Roman, and we're going to talk about tonight at 7. You do not want to miss that interview. Brother Roman is one of the most powerful dudes I've ever met. When I met Brother Roman, he was in his early 20s. He's still a young cat, young dude. Now, I'm knocking on 60. I think Brother Roman has left and came back at least 5 or 6 times. Brother Roman is the only client I've ever had that physically threatened, that bodily harm, but in a good way. Now, I'm saying all of this not as something negative. I'm saying all of this as something positive. Because his gift is power. His gift is authority. Now, if you don't know your gift, that means you have no mental image. There's a vacancy. The root word for the English word Christ and the English word Christos and Christos. Christos means you are like me. A lot of people are not called to be a Christos or a Christian, the originals. That's before 1611. Most of us have to be drugged to get into the kingdom. So the Father is going to drug you so that way you can stop fighting enough so he can save you. Because otherwise you're gonna fight. He's dragging you. He's drugged you, and he's going to drag you in. Because many of us have been under the cosmogrator spell, which is why I'm doing today's show. The mind supports evidence to keep you out of the kingdom, not in. Your brain is not your friend. Your brain filters out light, scientifically proven. The brain filters out God. The brain is designed as a filter to limit your divine connection. Your brain, your intellect is not your friend. I like the way Brother Ruben said when I was interviewing him during our 101, Brother Travis talked about this as well. And I'm sure Brother Roman will hit on it tonight when I interview him. Intellect robs or stifles intuition. There is a gap or a vacancy that has to be filled with your vision. That's what the word Christos means. Christos means that you, once that vacancy is filled, then you become a weapon. Now you are an implement of Yah. You go out and you do what I do. You become a witch hunter. You become a demon hunter. I look for demons. I don't run from them. It's like in the Matrix. But why? So when a witch comes at me, which they do every day, after this show, y'all can go to my YouTube page. Read the comments on my YouTube page. Y'all don't believe me. If anybody listening to me, they go to my YouTube page, youtube.com/ Wake Up Black America or / Replacing Error with Truth. Go to my YouTube page and just read some of the comments. There's a guy who has an organization. The name of the organization is Wilson. He started a nonprofit organization just to shut me down. All he do all day is try to figure out ways to keep me from talking and publishing books or trying to hack into my website. That's his job. At least that's what he told me. Now, there was another guy that was on my Facebook page from where I was from, actually, a pastor from the church where I attended a few times. He told me, I quote, God told him to shut me down. He posted my Facebook page. Now, I don't know where he's at. Now he comes and goes. There was another dude who was a heart surgeon, emergency room surgeon in Mississippi. White dude told me that I did not have the, y'all know, I said the story many times before. Anyway, his job was to shut me down. Now, I got a plethora of people whose job is to shut me down, and I've been rolling for 20 years. Now, y'all know sometimes we have audio problems and this, that, and the other because of, again, their job to, quote, unquote, shut me down. So there's an energy war going on. Everybody that's listening to my voice right now, your brain is providing you with evidence to support everything that's opposite of what I'm saying. So what I'm saying, your brain is going to give you information that says what Brother Will is saying is not true. Guaranteed. Another client, Brother Jay Money, same thing. Brother Jasper's been with me for a while. Now, everybody in my first group, I mean, I can go back to other people like Brother Zach, Brother Dana. Oh, man, I got a list. I have about 35, 40 clients right now. This time next year, I have 35, 40, 50, 100 clients. They'll probably be all different. Every client I have, y'all are under psychic, y'all are under attack. If you listen to any of my shows, you're under attack, but you don't know. you are in a battle for your mental life, and you don't even know. Because you're hanging out with me. Because I'm telling you one thing, purpose. Envisioning destroys every demon, every energy, anything on, that exists on this planet. It destroys it. You don't need no freaking aluminum on your head. You don't need no sage. You don't need no damn yoga positions. You don't need to go out and freaking say no 50 Hail Marys. You ain't got to eat no garlic. You ain't got to do none of that. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. But the problem is you don't know. You're not connected. There is no silver cord. The movie The Silver Surfer, one of the Fantastic Four, that dude, that's who he was. In that movie, that's what they was talking about. In my book, Demonic Soul Ties and Emotional Cords, I have it inside of that book. Right now, you're not connected. Somebody has mind F you. Somebody love-bombed you. Somebody, you know, has done one of the, you know, psychic techniques that I've talked about on many other shows. Some people even use electromagnetic demonic possession. There's a plethora of different ways by which to siphon your energy. The only way to get it back, number one, envisioning. Now, envisioning, what is it? Envisioning is not vision. It's different. Everybody got a vision. Everybody has something to do. I got a vision. It's called purpose. Envisioning is the amplification. Envisioning is the implementation. The envisioning is the or the pontification. I like that one. Of your vision. It is the ability to set your intent. Now, what I'm about to say is very dangerous. Most people do not understand how witches work, how the dark side work. You don't need to know this. Witches do one thing that most people do. I watched Billions last night. I like Billions. HBO, Showtime? HBO. Yeah, HBO. It's on HBO. Now, this is how billionaires work. This is why I like the show. This is the last hurdle for me. And after last night's show, I'm good. A billionaire will set their intention and walk away for years, sometimes generations, for it to manifest. That's how they work. When they talk about the Illuminati, New World Order, George Bush Sr. said, they show that speech all the time. We are building a new world order. That was Bush 1. He almost, well, I don't know. I think his wife passed away. I think he's still around. But he envisioned, he planted the seed. He set the intention. Then he passed the torch. George Bush 2. Now, they did something that I think is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Mark my words. I don't know when he's going to become president. There's a Bush from Florida. He's Hispanic. Now, you talk about planning. Man, I don't know if y'all understand. So Hispanics will be the number one. They will be the most dominant, if they're not already, based upon statistics. Black folks, we're barting each other and killing each other. So the black man will be extinct in about 10 to 15 years. There will be no such thing as a black person. Because they've all been melanated, watered down, because we, through interracial marriage, I did it too. I know everybody did it. Most of us. Now, again, nothing wrong with it. I just need you to understand how the cosmic law works. He don't work like you and me. Now, you thinking about, you got a 5-year plan? You got a 10-year plan. Now, I was growing up, I had a 1-day plan. That's how lost I was. Man, I was worried about 1 day. I couldn't see people asking, hey, man, what you going to do when you graduate? Graduate? This is God's honest truth. I did not think I was going to graduate from high school. I had no plan after graduation. I thought I was going to be dead by the time I got 16, because I was dudes that was chasing me. They was in their 20s. They was 25. That was a 30-year-old dude trying to kill me, and I was 14 because I slept with his girl. 30. I'll never forget the dude, man. He's running, man. Thankfully, he couldn't catch me. Dude fired shots. I could hear the bullets flying by my head. He was in his 30s. I was 14. I almost got shot in the back climbing out a window of some girl's house. At 14. And you talking about a plan for my children's children? Come on, man. But the enemy, he not like us. Now remember, their average lifespan is, wow, way longer than ours. So you're going up against entities that when you die and come back and die and come back and die and come back, you don't remember all of them previous dyings and coming back, and they remember. So you are at a huge disadvantage. So when I talk about envisioning on Billions, the lead guy that was trying to get Axel, you know, he's the billionaire, and they can't get him. And Axel, he thinks generationally. His plan is like a chess game. It's a mental chess game. You'd have to watch the series to just, and I'm just sitting back, and it's like, it's amazing, because that my brain thinks the same way. So if somebody pissed me off, I'm going to look you in the face. I'm going to shake your hand. I'm going to smile at you, but my intention is already set. Now, it ain't going to manifest today. It ain't going to manifest tomorrow. It ain't going to manifest next week. It may take a month. I've gotten so good now, it usually don't take no more than about 30 days. Now, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, yeah, it just take a while. Now, what I put in my brain shows up in my hands in about 30 days. How and why? Same thing I've been teaching in my life management system, but you're not listening. Everybody that's a member of the life management system, everybody should be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. You should already have your own shows. You should have your own books. You should be getting ready to go with me on these tours. You should be bringing in at least $50,000 to $100,000 a year, everybody. If you've known me for more than 90 days to, well, maybe that's cutting it a little harsh, maybe 6 months. If you've known me for 6 months, and you're at the same place where you at when you met me for 6 months, you're under psychic attack. That means you're not under attack, you are attached. There is a entity, there is a psychic. Y'all seen the picture I posted on Facebook? Y'all seen the pictures I got in my book? There is a entity attached to you. He's sucking the energy out of you. That's why you're tired. That's why you can't listen to my show. That's why your mind jumps around. That's why you have Brother Roman's going to break it down this afternoon at 7. He's mastered the art of what I call energy magic. He's an energy engineer. You need to be that. You need to understand what Brother Roman understand. It took us a while to get there, but Brother Roman got it. I need everybody listening to the call today to be on the call tonight at 7. You need to hear from Brother Roman. Brother Roman came from a place that I didn't even come from that place. He came from a place that was deep and dark. And Brother Roman is shining right now. Now, on the outside, it may not look like he's shining, but he's shining. I can see him from here. What did Brother Roman do? He disconnected all of the emotional cords and the soul ties, and he dropped out. He depossessed himself. Depossession is a disconnection of emotional cords and soul ties. There's a plethora of methods of disconnecting. That's what water baptism, that's when you baptize, when you get baptized in the church, that's what that represents. That represents that you are decommissioning. That's why water, again, is represented as a spiritual cleansing. Because water has been traditionally been, like in all of the movies, they sprinkle holy water on the vampires. Most entities can be removed by going on a water fast or drinking holy water or drinking alkaline water. Now, again, I was born at night. I just wasn't born last night. I got a watermelon in my house right now. You can ask my wife. I'm eating watermelons right now. I'm on a watermelon fast. Again, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. Water baptism is the only way for cleansing and removing entities. The problem with that, however, them suckers come right back. It's called entity reattachment. So what? You go out and you drink alkaline water. That's why I only drink distilled water, and I put lime and lemon in my water. Now, people look at me like I'm crazy, but again, I have no entity attachments. How do you know if you got entity attachment? Brother Roman will break it down for y'all this afternoon. But how do you know if you got an entity attachment? You have no emotional control. Because what is an entity? An entity is an energy. What is emotion? Emotion is entities in motion. So the only way to disconnect those entities, again, is by understanding envisioning. Envisioning means that the vision you have in your brain is more powerful than the thoughts or the words that are spoken outside your brain. Let me explain. You have to use hate to create. You must use love to serve. Now, I mentioned water because water, drinking alkaline water, drinking distilled water, doing a watermelon fast, emphasis on the word water, Because what that does is it has a way to clear out any of what is called, it's called disincarnation. Remember, you are an incarnation that uses an incantation to develop incarceration. Somebody should write that down. I got the 7-hour series. Everybody that's a part of the life management system, you already got that audio book. You just probably haven't listened to it. Let me explain the process again. You are, now again, the word became flesh and dwelt among men. So you are made in his image and his likeness. Whatever Yahushua did, that's what you should be doing. So Yahushua came down here and he had an ideal, but he was born with an ideal. His ideal was, this cup is too much for me. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, take this cup from me. Then he said, nevertheless, not my will, not my ideal, I-D-E-A-L. And let me get rid of Lucifer. Let me take the L out of the I-D-E-A. And he removed the L. And he said, I'm going to do his will. What is his will? Your design. If you do not know, that's why what I do is so important. That's why I will always be under attack. But thankfully, I wasn't born last night. I understand everything. Now, we can talk about nutritional balances and all that stuff. We'll say that for another time. Number one way to get rid of and make sure that you are totally, now, if the entity is attached, number one, you got to get rid of it. The only way to get them after they're attached, which everybody should do, just drink alkaline water. If you can't fast, if you can't go on a watermelon fast, if you can't go on a water fast, then just drink, again, just get some water from anywhere, put some lime, key lime in it. The real small ones, not the big limes, the key lime. That's the most powerful. If you can't get key limes, get regular limes. If you can't get regular limes, get lemons. And then next, watermelons. Preferably 3 days. Nothing but watermelon. I do it all the time. Why? Make sure that if, just in case I picked up something I'm not aware of, because them suckers are smart, they're cunning, I can make sure I wash it off, get it off. I can shake it off. And it's amazing. I get clarity, crystal clear clarity. Then I'm connected back with the big G. Then I can hear. I can see, and my choices are better. So everything that we do clouds us and disconnects us from God, and it connects us with the little God. Our diet, music, reading, everything that you do slowly disconnects you from God. Everything. I can't think of nothing that is done. I can't think of nothing. Pretty much everything that we do on this earth disconnects us from the big G. Even when you go to church, because most churches, they don't got the real, they don't got D, they got A. So how do you get reconnected? Well, number one, first thing, before we get into any of this, you know, we talk about alkaline food. You got to eat alkaline foods, man. You got to get alkalinity. Your pH balance, if you can go and you can get a urine stick from Walmart for 2 cents, you can get a whole bottle of them. It's called pH balance. You go to Walmart and get your pH balance. When you pee, put it in there. When you go urine, check your pH balance. If it's 7.5 or below, you probably got some entity attachments. If it's 7.5 or higher, you're good. That's what I do. But again, a lot of people teach a lot of other stuff. Number one, get rid of the entity. How? Water. That's the best way. Fastest way. Them suckers got to go. What you do? You got to go inside. Now, you can baptize outside. That don't do nothing for the inside. Let me say that again. If you get baptized on the outside, that's good. That's a start. I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. But after you finish that, you might want to do something on the inside, considering that's where they at. I'm just putting that out there in the ether. Once you drink some alkaline water, once you do a watermelon fast, once you do something, eat some fruits and vegetables, something that is living, not dead. If you're eating dead food, man, you're just feeding your dead man. You're feeding the dead man, the flesh. Now, I eat dead foods. But then I detox. I disincarnate. I remove that entity. Just in case. How? Number one, envisioning. Envisioning means you got a vision, but you don't know what it is. So if you go up against any, if you talk to any of the people that I talk to, I would highly recommend you do not talk to them. Because number one, they already got your number. That's why they're talking to you. Can you explain to me your plan? Not your written plan, your intention. Number one, Envisioning means setting your intention. What does that mean? What do you intend to do? When you called into the show today, what was your intention? Did you come on to listen to me try to find something wrong with what I'm saying? Are you listening because of, you know, you actually want to progress more, become Christ-like? What's your intention? If you do not set your intention based upon your design, that means you don't have a compelling vision. See, Lucifer had a job. He saw the Most High's job, and he said, I want to be like the Most High. That's what everybody does. Everybody got a job, but they don't like their job, or they don't know. That's how entities that got power over you. The devil has no power over you if you know you. That's why the only thing I study is me. I do shows. I talk to other people. Then I get off, and guess what I'm doing? I'm studying me. I'm reading about me. I'm understanding me. I ain't got time for nothing else. Number one, envisioning. Envisioning means you're taking the vision and you put it inside of yourself. Envisioning means you're amplifying the vision. How do you amplify the vision? You just hang out with it. Well, what does that mean, Brother Will? Okay, when I wake up this morning, last night, I couldn't go to sleep because I was thinking about scaling. That's all I was thinking about. I woke up, I was thinking about scaling. I was thinking about expanding. I was thinking about how do I put what I'm doing in front of more people. That's all I've been thinking about for the last 30 days, 40, 60 days, really, nonstop, 24/7, 365. Why? My business has grown. And how has it been growing? Because I've been thinking. I've been envisioning. I've been taking my vision, and I've been watching it myself. Most people know they watch TV, or they watch their neighbors, or they watch somebody else's wife. Now, I should do all that shizness, too. Or they watch the Dallas Cowboys. They watch a lot of other stuff. I don't watch no other man's vision. That's why I got a problem going to church or doing anything that is not me focused. Why? That's how devils get in. Now, let me make sure you understand. Because there's nothing going on. There's nothing wrong with somebody who has a complementing vision. Your vision should complement his vision. His vision, her vision should complement yours. If you got two visions, you got divisions. Never. Ever, you are setting yourself up for massive failure if you ever connect with somebody got a vision that's not like yours. Your dogs will not hunt. Demons will run rampant through your house and through you. Why? You got division. A double-minded man will not receive nothing. God hates that more than anything. And everybody, well, not everybody, most people I know, they got two visions. I didn't read about this in the book. Envisioning is the only thing that is keeping you from moving forward. You don't have you're not a single standing column of waveform energy. You got two visions. You got too many minds, homie. Too many minds. That's too many minds. Every mind you got is not yours, is a demon. A demon is a day moon. What is a day moon? It's the sun. But the sun, remember, was placed. Remember the show that I did on the black cube? The sun, now every time somebody says sun, they're talking about Saturn. Saturn replaced the big glowing mass in the sky. Saturnalia. So everybody's feeding the black cube. So the number one thing you got to do is you got to reconnect to the big G. You got to bypass Saturn and connect to the big G, to God. How do you do that? You connect with your vision. God put himself inside of you. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's what the Bible says. I'm not making it up. That's all I did. The moment I connected with my vision, all of a sudden, all the shizness that used to work stopped working. And then I had a bigger problem because now my thoughts manifested in my life. I couldn't control my thoughts. And so if somebody pissed me off, I said, I wish harm on that person. Harm happened to that person. And then people start contacting me and say, dude, you and Beelzebub, y'all like good friends. And that's what got my attention. When the Luciferians start saying, you conjured up Beelzebub, dog. You are the walking embodiment. That's what they told me. And then they told me what I've been doing all my life. And I was like, damn, how does a complete stranger know what I've been doing when I was in freaking New Mexico? They say, you don't sleep at night. Yeah, you got restless motion. You got blah, blah, blah. You got this. You got that. Everything they said I had. Why? Because I had no vision. Now, the Bible says this. I'm not making it up. Where there is no vision, what happens? Y'all remember? People cast off restraint. Now, let me make sure you understand that scripture, because it sounds like just a little walk in the park. Where there is no vision. You see, brothers and sisters, when I talk, you need to look me in the eye. Not the E-Y-E, I, the letter I. When I talk, look me in the eye, man. Look me in the eye. The eye is the window to the soul. When Moses asked God, who are you? He says, I am. That's the same word. That says I. Then it says blank, I. Proverbs 29, verse 18. It's extremely important. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Envisioning. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. And the law is not man-made. The law is written in the heart. Remember, God said, I have not written my laws on tablets of stone any longer. If you got a tablet, if you got a stone, get rid of it. That don't stand up when you go up and fight getting real devils and real demons. If you got to open a book to find a scripture, your ass in trouble. Trust me. Well, don't trust me. Go out there and find out. You think, well, let me rephrase that. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision. Envisioning is the number one thing. Without a vision, people cast off restraint. You do not have the ability to exercise self-control. Now, after 50-plus years of doing this, not having no self-control, running around like a madman, I ain't reading this from no book, brothers, sisters. This is a real-life experience. I got a trail. You can bring it in. My family members, they'll tell you. Yeah, that nigga was crazy. It's the grace of God. I'm still here. Period. How do you protect yourself against energy vampires? How do you protect yourself against curses, psychic energy, demonic forces, witches and demons and devils? You have to know who you are. And you have to know whose, W-H-O-S-E, whose you are. See, as long as there's doubt in your mind, they got you. Remember, the devil's only job is, remember how he got Eve? All he said was, did God really say? He did not say God didn't say. He just doubt. He said, did God really say you can't eat from that tree? Or was it the other tree? Did he say that at all? So Eve was like, oh, damn, I don't know. Did he say that? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? I don't know. The devil ain't going to come at you with no, like, blonde. He going to say, like he tells me every day, are you really called to be a didactic teacher, brother? Come on, man. Like, let's be for real. Your ass can barely reason right. Talking about you going to do. What you going to do? Start life management centers all over the country? Every day the devil comes with the same shit. Every day. Remember, he took Jesus up on the mountaintop and he tempted him three times. Jesus told him, get thee behind me, Satan. So it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said he went away for a season. Then he came back for a reason. Let me make sure you understand the energy war that you're in. Oh, you might have victory today, brother. But guess what? The demon you defeat today is going to be the devil you got to fight tomorrow. Because remember, demons are inside. Devils are outside. Devils are demons in other people's bodies. Demons are your own dispositions. Now, you fighting demons. We're talking about demons today. We ain't even got to talk about no devils yet. It's a whole other process when you fight devils. We're talking about demons. In other words, everything that's going on, everybody that you're fighting is in your own head. You're fighting, you're in an imaginary war against imaginary demons, and you're wasting your imaginary life because you ain't living. You ain't, well, not you, but, you know, people you know. But let me speak for myself. You know how many years I've wasted? Do you have any clue how many, do you know how much money? Do you know how much time? Do you know how much energy I've wasted on fighting imaginary demons? Man, I would get depressed just thinking about it. Envisioning is the only way to protect yourself against positive or negative energy. Because if somebody walks up to me today, now this used to work, and they tell me, brother, I believe God has called you to do A, B, C, and D. Be like, really? Now, let me tell you a true story, as you guys know. When I was young, dumb, and stupid, I was in the military. Got meritoriously promoted to every rank. I made E6 faster than anybody had ever made. I can't say in the history, but since I knew, and all of my superior officers. So I was promoted to E6, and they said, all you got to do is just re-enlist. I promoted to E6 in less than 6 years. That means I got promoted every year just about when I was in the military. Now, I don't know if you know anything about the military. There's people who retire at E6 after 20 years. I did it in 6. All I had to do was sign on the dotted line, get my bonus, take my dog behind to San Diego, go to DI school, or recruiting duty. I had my choice. So I consulted the curandero. Now, let me be free. I said I wasn't going to do that no more. I consulted my the man of God. And the man of God said, I believe God wants you chill, bro. I believe that God wants you to stay here because he got work for you to do in San Antonio, Texas. So me being, you know, young, dumb, and stupid, I said, yes, sir. I went back and told my colonel. I never forget him because I met him again. This is how God works, man. I'm telling you, man, this is good. I couldn't write this. This should be a movie. I get out of the Marine Corps, struggling to pay my bills. They take my collar, kick me out the church, basically, told everybody that I was a leper. People see me in the grocery store and say, hey, man, why? Pastor says that we can't talk to you. This dude, I used to go over to the house. They kids play with my kids, and all of a sudden, I'm the bad guy just because I stopped paying tithe, basically. So I'll never forget Colonel Bennett. I get out of the Marine Corps. I go all the way to freaking Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I'm in the freaking correctional academy. And guess who I bump into? My old commanding officer who begged. This dude got on his knees and almost cried. Say, Sarge, you're making a big mistake, man. I've seen Marines that I've never seen a dude like you, man. Go through the ranks that you did. Get to the level that you are. I'm telling you, do not yell. Man, do you know when you retire, you'll be 38, 39 years old. You have the rest of your life to live, brother. I'm telling you, you're making a big mistake if you exit. He said, what's your plan? Now, remember, in millionaires, they plan generations. Black folks, well, let me rephrase that. This black man, I plan for like, what, 1 or 2 days? Maybe a week? I run into Colonel Bennett, retired. He's the head of the entire state correctional department. And he says, Sarge, what the hell are you doing here? And I'm going through correctional academy to work in a supermax prison where they carrying guards out daily. Stabbed, beat, urine, throw it on their face. AIDS infected, by the way. And he said, I told you to stay your beepity beep beep in the Marines. Brothers and sisters, I had no vision. Therefore, if you refuse to deploy yourself, you're going to be employed by somebody else. I'm not talking about employment like job. I'm talking about employment for your energy. Somebody else is going to be mind-effing you. Somebody else is going to be manipulating you. Somebody else is pulling your strings. Now, you may not can see them, but I can see them. How can I tell that you got entity attachment? Because your actions are contrary to your design. Now, I know your design. I did your Dear Kinnear report, homie. Homie yet. And even if I didn't do your Dear Kinnear report, I can look at your design and tell you. Now, I'm purposely taking my time on this. I wasn't trying to rush through this and do it all in one show. We just touched on the first word, envisioning. Tomorrow we'll do energizing, and after that we'll do enabling. I need everybody that is really, really, this is a very serious topic. I am, Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. I know I'm not doing the topic the justice that it is due, because it is so serious, because the devil sends his imps. Now, an imp is like I used to be an imp. An imp is, I can't even put it into words. It just, I mean, it means little devil. It just means like that, you're like the devil's trash, basically. He can't really use you because you ain't got no power, but you got a lot of energy. You're all zeal and no knowledge. That's an imp. That used to be me. Dumb as a box of rocks, man. But I had a lot of energy, so the devil like, hey, we can use that fool. Send him over there and let him do that, let him do this. That's an imp. Most of the people that I know are controlled by imps. They either married to one, they either working for one, they live next to one, they know one. That's an imp. You might be the imp. Not you, but you know, somebody you know. Now, again, an imp is an IMP. Let me give you the formula so that way you can identify him or her. So the imp is a IMP. That's how you spell imp. Again, go to dictionary.com and look at, check out the definition, though, the underlining meaning of what it means. Now, an imp uses EMP to become a PIMP. He's basically a sheep herder. That's what an imp, he gathers energy for the pimp, for the big guy, the bad one. But see, this is all an inside job. It's not other people. This is the con job. See, you're looking for, like I was, you know, I was blaming the white man. Then after the white man, you know, it was the blue man. It was, you know, it was always somebody else. It was never my fault. It was all my kids' fault. It was the ex-wife's fault. You know, it was the government fault. It was always somebody else's fault. So the electromagnetic pulse is an EMP, electromagnetic pulse. Now, that's a thought. Scientifically, thoughts are electromagnetic pulse. Now, remember, according to the word Christ, the final or the last Greek word means the energy that allows the C-H-A-O. That means gap. C-H-E-I-R, that's the energy that allows you to bridge the gap. Now, in biology, that's called a synapsis, the synaptic gap. And so two neurons that fire, that's a thought. So you need two neurons that are the same. They fire, and then they connect. They build what is called a neural net. Now, we're talking about biology. For all of my biological people who need biological proof of what I'm saying is true, if you go and put your skull or your brain on an electromagnetic machine, you're going to see gray matter. That means that a bunch of thoughts got together and formed a neural net. Now, the Bible calls it a spirit. So a spirit is a ruling disposition. A spirit is a group of related thoughts. If you got one thought of killing somebody, that's not a spirit of death. Well, let's use one the Bible talks about. It's about spirit of lust, spirit of envy, spirit of alcohol, spirit of lust. I like that one. So if you got a spirit of lust, that means that you just didn't think about somebody else's wife or somebody else's husband one or two times. If you got a spirit of lust, you got a spirit of alcohol, you got a spirit of doubt, you got a spirit of unbelief, oh, homie, you got a ruling disposition. That means you've thought about that sucker so many times that it's embedded, it's attached. That's called a demon. That's a entity attachment. Why? It goes against your design. Are you designed for fear, brother? Are you designed by God for lust? Are you designed by God to doubt? Are you designed? I don't think so. Well, not the God that I serve. He didn't design you like that. He designed you for love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no demon that got power over that. So vision, brothers, vision, sisters, is connecting with your God-given design. Thus, the reason. Show me a man with no purpose. I'm going to show you a man heading to prison. He may not be in a physical one, but he's in the prison of his own thinking, his own mind. That's why I spent 50 years. That's what Brother Roman's going to be breaking down for you tonight at 7. You don't want to miss tonight's call at 7. This is a guy that was in mental prison who got himself out. You need to understand how. Envisioning, my brothers and sisters, is the ability to see worth and value, more worth and value in yourself than you do in anybody else. Unfortunately, How can a blind man see? Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how to make the spiritual blind see. Tomorrow, we break down energizing. Remember, three words that I guarantee, because God said his word cannot return void. Three words. We already broke down the first one and gave you the scriptural support and the biological support. Tomorrow, we're going to break down the second one. Energizing. We got envisioning. We got energizing. We got enabling. I try to find words that are easy to remember. There's the three E's. You need to make sure that you know those three E's. Envisioning, energizing, enabling. That is the only way, my brothers, that I know, personal experience, that will keep every demon, every devil. Now, I ain't saying they ain't going to try. Oh, they're going to show up daily. They're going to knock on your door. Hey, we back, Brother Will. Let us in, homie. Oh, they're going to come every day. Like clockwork. And then every day you're going to say, oh, I don't need your version of me. I got my own version, my own vision. So the devil is going to come and he's going to offer you every day. So you got to get used to it. This is a war that goes on. But when you fall in love with yourself, you don't want nobody else. Why would I choose to be the second version of, let's say, Michael Jordan, instead of the original version of Willie E. Rogers? Why would I settle for to be somebody else when I can be me? Dare to be you or die a copy. My brothers and my sisters, tonight, we continue to go deeper as we talk with Brother Rome, and I interview Brother Rome tonight, and we're going to go into some dark places, and we're going to bring it out to the light, though, because God is here. The word is here. God wants to take you out of darkness and put you into his marvelous light. Thus the purpose and the reason for the life, which is the word light, management system. All I did was take my life, and I asked the Father to please help me, and he did. And what he helped me do, I now share with other people. If you're not a member of the life management system, this is not, again, about sale. This is about serve. Use the thing that the enemy meant for evil. Use hate to create good. Use love to serve, not sell. I'm here to serve. And the way that I can best serve you is by, number one, making sure that I'm taking care of myself, because that allows me to help and to take care or assist you. If I'm homeless, how in the hell am I going to help you? People ask me all the time, well, Brother Will, why do you charge for what you do? Because the workman is worthy of his wages. The amount of money that you charge is a direct indication of the amount of worth and value that you perceive. That is the only reason, because I know my worth and my value. I don't violate laws because I operate on another law that we talked about yesterday. According to, remember yesterday's show, the Bible. Laws are for the lawless. Now, we did read that and we talked about that yesterday, remember? So if you are operating under laws, that means you are lawless. That means you don't understand. That means you are violating laws. So if you are not violating laws, why do you need them? I mean, I'm just asking the question. Because the Bible, I'm not making this up. The Bible says you don't need them. The Bible says a righteous man doesn't need law. Law is for the lawless, to prevent more lawlessness. So unless you are lawless, then whatever law you got, you don't need. It's a limit. You should be oscillating and vibrating in your design, because that helps you to shine. How? It ain't your design. That thing that's inside of you, that gift, as the word Christ means, it is a loan that was given to you. Emphasis on the word loan. You own it. You're just borrowing it while you're down here to keep you from being mauled. You have received a gift. It is a loan from God. It gives you power for the office or the position so that way you can exercise the necessary function and duties of that position while you are here in this dimension. Without that loan, that gift, that treasure, without Christ, you're in deep kimchi. That's the only way to prevent any type of demonic attack. Make sure you understand your God-given design. That way you can shine. So my brothers and my sisters, I thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. Join me tonight at 7 p.m. as we talk to interview with Brother Roman Munoz. You definitely do not want to miss that tonight at 7. I'll be sending out the link and the calling number. Tomorrow we continue with part two as we break down the second piece of the three parts that prevents any type of entity attachment or energy manipulation, which is energizing, to go inside and energize yourself before you can do it to anybody else. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wait others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my gritty. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll last.